Okay, just going to make a few announcements about things before you have your cup of tea. We'll be filling in detail as we go along, and some things we're not quite ready to give out all the information on yet, because we don't know ourselves, so we're still working on things, so please be patient with us. First thing is, we are working on an exit strategy for myself. I'm very thankful that I don't have a boss like Rob's who just rings him up and says, "You're gone." Mind you. So we're trying to do that it's the only time we're trying to be Presbyterian, to do it decently and in order. So far we've been quite decent about it, but our order, we're working on that. I can tell you that my last day period of time working for you will end on the 13th of February. However, I will be preaching in here on Sundays for the following two Sundays. And my final Sunday will be the final Sunday in February. Or if circumstances change, possibly the first Sunday in March. But at some point I have to hit the road and need to turn my attention to what comes next for myself and the people that I'm going to. However, we are confident that what we're going to have is a framework of ministry continuing here at Trinity that will give you all some confidence to get on with and do whatever it is that you're called to do. You've heard our brother Rob preaching this morning. Our plan is that Rob, because other people are telling him that God has given him a new career now, or a new calling, should I say, and that is of ministering. Rob himself, be fair to say, doesn't feel a call to full-time ministry or anything like that, but certainly sees himself as a supporter of ministry, of full-time ministry. So what will happen is Rob is going to commit himself to working 4 to 5 days for the church, and that will cover all pastoral care and general day-to-day stuff that you would call me or text me or talk to me about. So that's what Rob will be doing. Daniel is going to have responsibility for Sunday morning worship, music, the flow of worship, all that sort of thing. The following two Sundays, or the month that there are three Sundays of a month, John is going to preach one Sunday at this stage that may increase depending on his studies. Now John, I'm on a sidetrack here, but John is resigning his job in 2 weeks' time. So I don't know who's going to finish the Newmarket Overbridge. It's going to be left half finished. John will be resigning his job as a civil engineer and taking up a role here at Trinity, and the elders are recommending that we're going to give him 1 day of ministry per week, and he's going to have a responsibility for a home group of some kind. We're not quite sure of the makeup of that. A study group where he will be able to share some of what he has or is continuing to learn at Grace College. And then a part of his duties will be preaching here at least once per Sunday, between he and the elders, possibly more. Right, John? That's what we agreed, right? You've signed up once a month. Did I say once a week? Once a month, John will be preaching. Twice for Rob, once for John. And then we are going to invite other men in the church to preach. And so that, I think, a wonderful opportunity to discover more gifting amongst the men in the church. And there will be, I'm sure, some invited outside preachers for your refreshment and encouragement. So in terms of the preaching ministry, I'm very, very confident that you're going to have good, encouraging ministry on a Sunday. Mentioned John. We've called John to do that home group preaching, and possibly we're encouraging John to look at evangelism in the community as well. And the goal for that would be to form a team with some others of you as well who have previously been involved in evangelism, and maybe some new ones to get back into the community in visiting regularly around the community. Now, that's all in regard to the leadership at this stage. I've already mentioned the call for you to come and respond to ministry call, and hopefully you will do that as we organise those ministries. Children's Church, we will need somebody to just talk very soon about that, to get that underway again, maybe first Sunday in February or something like that, second Sunday in February. So Margaret, I'd know, or Michael, it'd be good to talk with you guys about that. Okay, that's all that far in terms of ministry. Now, was there anything else I've missed out there, Rob? Very good. Thank you, Rob. Yes. Okay, second big item on the list is finding a new pastor. Okay, so our orders or structures tell us that the way through that is firstly to hold a congregational meeting, and the congregation chooses what we call a pulpit committee. Now, pulpit's an old word, you know, for the old big pulpit up there at the front of the church. A modern word would simply be a search committee. Now, that is to be made up of members of the congregation. There's no numbers given for that. It's male, female, anything like that. It's just a committee. It's not a court of the church. It's a committee of the church. The role of that committee is to go out into the big wide world of where preachers exist out there in that place. I don't know where it is. And to find names of possible candidates and to bring them back to the elders of the church, who then examine those names, do some research, and then the committee recommends names to the congregation at some date. Now, Dan and Rob are very keen for the congregation to meet soon for that, so that the whole process can get up and running as soon as possible. And I'm sure others of you are keen for that as well. People are starting to throw up names and ideas and contacts, and so that's got to have a framework to be filtered through. There are two places to find preachers. One is within the Grace Presbyterian Church's denomination already. That's straightforward. If you call somebody from another church, that's what you do. That's what's happened to me. Or there is outside of the church. Now, if you go outside of the church, the Grace Presbyterian Churches, which I would say is probably 70 to 80% going to happen, then that also has to be filtered through the presbytery or the national church, and that's for your protection. Now, somebody asked me a very good question a couple of weeks ago, was how do we protect the doctrine and teaching of Trinity as it is now, what you've already been taught, and how do we know that that won't change? How do we know we're not going to get somebody who's going to stand up here and say a whole lot of different things to what you've already heard? Well, that's your protection, is the presbytery and the national church. So anyone coming from outside the church has to be examined at that level. So they'll be asked questions about the scriptures, about justification by faith, about the doctrine of the church, and all of that. So that's your protection. So you're free to go out and find anyone that you believe is suitable for ministry. But remember, if they're outside the church, they will be examined at that level. So that's the first thing. So please pray for that, because, as I say, these guys want to get this going soon. I'm sure most of you would like that underway as well. It's going to be a very big job, a very demanding job, but God will lead you. Now, the third thing, sorry. Yes, any? Nobody will be... I haven't been clear. When someone's selected and they're deemed to be a possible candidate, what you all will do will invite them to come and meet you and preach for you. So definitely you will not have anybody foisted on you. And lastly, you get the final say, because you then get to put your name on a call to that person. If the congregation meets and, you know, 30 out of 50 people say, we think this is a good man for ministering here, then you go ahead with a call to that person. So that's, you all get to choose that person. Now, to choose, you have to be a what we call a communicant member. You have to be a member of the church to do that. So that's, again, where that whole idea comes very important. So yes, you get to call the pastor. So as I said last week, you will need to spend money probably bringing people to visit you from wherever, whether it's from the South Island or Australia or wherever it is. That is going to be a cost that will be incurred on the church, but God willing, you'll be blessed through it also. Is there any more questions about any of those things that we've talked about so far, Christine? Yes, definitely, and that's something we'd probably bring up next week, Christine. We're just identifying the core ministries that we would, as I say, iconic ones that have always been done, and get them underway without question. Now, once I've gone, everything's up for grabs. I mean, if your elders decide they don't want to do this or this or this, that's between them and the congregation. I am just assisting to facilitate to get things going, and I you know my views about the Friday breakfast. I believe it's essential for this church to be seen in the community, in the school. Any other questions about any of those things so far? If you do have, Mr. Allen. You all hear that? So Rob is saying is that there's no reason for the church to just exist. It must go forward, and we've been going through a list of people in the church, and in fact a whole pastoral list as well. And my word, there's some very talented people here amongst you all, and this church has so much. Sony keeps telling me, Andrew, this church has got to blow out one day. And I don't know whether she means blow away, or I think she means grow and be a real blessing. And I know Sony's not here today. She told me that first Sunday she's off to Rotorua to go and see Steve and Eva. So, you know, Sony's free lady now. So, okay, any other questions so far? Good. Please ask if you have any. The third issue is, and just again highlights the fact that the church has got some very big things in front of it, but that's exciting, so don't stress. Is the whole issue of land and buildings and everything that is running concurrently alongside all these other things that are going on. As far as the up-to-date view of the elders is concerned, is that securing land somewhere in Takanini and hopefully the Addison land is a priority. Okay, so that hasn't changed. It's there, and believe that it's very, very important goal to have as a church. However, we also believe that that mustn't dominate the life of the church. It mustn't override what needs to be sorted over the next 4 to 6 months. But however, it also must not fall away out of sight. And so in that regard, we were going to show you some figures of how much we've raised this morning in terms of that little leaflet that we had going out to churches. Now, Daniel's just told me he hasn't got it there. You've got it. Okay. What? So we're just going to chuck that up then, and we'll show you how much we've raised, and then just talk a little bit about where we go with that. But I won't. We'll be very brief. We'll probably need to revisit this one in the next few weeks again. Just while we're talking about that, some of you are well aware that we've also got temporary use of the old dance studio. That's a temporary arrangement, and the plan is to use it for some ministries during the course of the year until it's either given away to the church or someone else, or demolished. We don't know what the future is going to be. And so there are some plans just to use that for things like an op shop and for youth meetings and for other things like that. So again, have more information coming to you over the next few weeks. Please keep in touch about that. If you want to go and have a look, you can see Ian or Karen, and they have keys to go and have a look. If you want to spend an hour or two or day doing work there, just helping clean up, tidy up, paint, whatever, see Karen or Ian, and you're welcome to do that. So we'll just, are you going to get anything up there? What we would really like to do with this is probably come back next week with it and focus on that alone as a single subject. Because we know you're getting a bit restless. Are you able to put them up? Okay. We'll just throw the numbers up and then you'll be free. But we will come back and revisit this either next week or the week after. We need to get some clarity for you, okay? But what we would say is that, you know, in terms, if you want more of those leaflets to hand out for raising money, please ask, because we still have some. We can go at it again. We'd be fair to say that I would look at it and say we probably haven't raised as much as we could have raised with that. I know it's just bad timing, Christmas time, etc. But if you want to get pamphlets and so on that we still have, the Promised Land ones, please ask and we will give them to you to give out to people. Yes, in regard to having a little op shop, if you have items that could be sold at a cheap price, please let Karen know and talk to Karen or Terry and they will sort you out. If you have, you talk to them for things that they would regard as suitable. Okay, so the fundraising, total fundraising since we put out the Promised Land is $9,446, although just under $6,000 is actually from the Promised Land thing. So what the elders would really like to do with this is to revisit it, come back, have another push with this over the next few months. And so can we revisit that with you over the next week or two just to refocus us? Because we do, if we're going to get land, if we're going to have buildings and all those things that we dream of doing, then we do have to make a big effort for this particular fundraising activity. So that's what we have so far in the bank. We have $126,698. Our goal, there's two goals that are in mind here, and Mark probably throw these up. The purchase of the land is $415,000 plus GST, but the GST would come back, or to raise 50% of the capital required, which would be half of $415,000, which is just over $200,000. So those are the goals that we have to aim for. So please pray about these urgently and earnestly And as I say, want those pamphlets to put out, friends, whoever, other churches, whatever, please ask and we will give them to you, reprint them for you. Is there any questions? Just also with the dance studio, one more thing, if you can, I ask you for help to help establish it, set up. If you, there's some lawns to be mowed, if you can help mow lawns, maybe we just need a lot of people to go on a lawn mowing roster for maybe once every 2 weeks. That would be greatly appreciated. See Karen, and she will sort you out that. We'd love you to help out with that if you could. Thank you. Thank you very much. We will stop there. I've talked way longer than what I anticipated. As I say, we will put out more information as we go along over the next few weeks. Thank you. Thanks, Holly.